Well, if you want to turn to Exodus, you can, but it's Exodus 15, and I think it was around this time of year I had another opening, and I happened to also be reading Exodus. And if you remember, children, we had, by the way, children, we'll have some questions later on. But if you remember, we went over the 10 plagues, or if maybe some of you children remember the 10 plagues and how they had some spiritual, maybe we could put spiritual equivalents to the plagues. So here we are. I was again reading through Exodus and come across, they had just gone through the Red Sea. The children of Israel had just gone through the Red Sea. Moses led them through. Pharaoh was overthrown, and they had this glorious song and dance that Moses and Miriam led. And then here they are, first test. Anyone remember the waters of Marah? So let's read in verse 22. Then Moses ordered Israel to set out from the Red Sea, and they went into the wilderness of Shur. They went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. When they came to Marah, they could not drink the water of Marah because it was bitter. That is why it was called Marah. And the people complained against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" He cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a piece of wood. He threw it in the water, and the water became sweet. There the Lord made them a statute and an ordinance, and there he put them to the test. He said, "If you will listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God, and do what is right in his sight, and give heed to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will not bring upon you any of the diseases that I brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you." So, not like we haven't heard that many times, but it's just so precious. I'm the Lord who heals you. And it makes me think of Malachi, who can finish this one. "But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with," anyone? "Healing in his wings." Yeah. Didn't give you time, yeah. So, what are some of the diseases in this New Testament era? I know this is redundant from a year ago, but what are some of the diseases in the New Testament era of grace that God promises to heal us from? So I just thought I would read Galatians 5. So we go to Five nineteen, and "Now the works of the flesh are obvious: fornication, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousings, and things like these. I warned you before, those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God." And then, what does a healthy person look like? And we'll go to the fruit of the Spirit. "By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things." This is NSRV. It's interesting to see those extremely well-known passages in a different translation. So, a couple weeks ago, Brother Will had the opening, and he talked about a life-giving tree, and that was a real blessing. And I know it's only 2 weeks later, but shall we turn to Revelations 22? I'm not going to read the whole chapter, but it's just in my mind because we just heard it 2 weeks ago, and it's just like, well, that's perfect. So then, chapter 22, Revelation. "Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. through the middle of the street of the city, through the middle of the street of the city, on either side of the river, is the tree of life, with its 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit each month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. So that's what we want to be attaining to, that the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations, and it doesn't say exactly what the fruit is, but there's 12 kinds. So how can we gain access to this life-giving tree? Well, if we look further down, the NSRV says it a little different. It says, verse 14, "Blessed are those who wash their robes so that they will have right to the tree of life and may enter into the city by the gates." And what does the King James say? I find it interesting, there's a manuscript variation right there. "Who keep his commandments." Blessed are those who keep his commandments. Seems like both fit perfectly well. We could go to John 15 and see how we abide in the vine, and we need to be abiding in his love. And if you keep his commandments, we'll abide in his love. And then it's this very perfect circle that just unites us with God, love and obedience. And of course, without the love of Christ and his blood being shed that washes us, we couldn't enter into that union. So we're very, very grateful for that. Jesus said, "They that are whole," he said it in three different the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, "they that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick." And we've been hearing a lot of testimonies and being blessed by reminding ourselves of, I know it blesses me and I'm sure blesses all of you all, remembering like, yes, wow, right back there I was really sick. And we're grateful for Jehovah our healer, and thank you for listening.